Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Welcome back to the Truth About You podcast. And today we are talking all about truth with a capital T. So if you follow me on social media, on Instagram, or on, have looked at my website, you will see that more often than not, I mean, not 100% of the time, because who's perfect and who wants to be? You'll see more often than not that I use a capital T when I talk about truth. So if I have a sentence and the word truth is in the middle of it, I'll capitalize that T because I'm talking about a really specific truth. And that's more than just the kind of surface level, am I telling the truth or am I telling a lie? The truth with a capital T that I'm talking about is your deepest truth in any given moment. And this episode, I thought would be really interesting to just explore this idea of truth with a capital T, what it is, what it isn't, how we get to know or find it, how we express it, and why it's so important that we're connected to our truth with a capital T. Now, I'm not going to keep saying truth with a capital T all the way through the episode. I think you get my point by now. When I say truth, I mean with a capital T. And what does that actually mean for you? Well, we're a soul in a body. You've heard me say this before. This is one of my deepest core truths, my deepest core values. We're a soul in a body. We're here to have a journey. We're here to have a human experience that our soul can only learn from by virtue of having this human experience. And so when I talk about truth, what I'm talking about is what sits at your core, the truth of who you are, not what you are, for example. The truth of honoring all of your feelings, even the really shitty ones that we really would rather avoid, but actually are here to show us something. The truth that is not of the logical, the truth that is our knowing, the truth that is our intuition, the truth that has no basis or foundation in the mind, but the truth that is an embodied expression of a much deeper consciousness. Now, these all sound like really big concepts, don't they? And they are, of course they are. And I've studied them for years, and I'm still at the very beginning of my learning journey around them. And yet, the more I lean into my truth with a capital T, the more I build my life and construct and create my day-to-day reality around that truth, the easier things seem to get, the more joy I seem to find myself arriving at, the more self-acceptance, the more self-belief, the more self-worth I am fully tuning into. And when it all boils down to it, much of what holds us back in this life is a disconnect from this truth. It's the trying to be somebody we're not. It's the people pleasing. It's the following the path that was laid out for you by somebody else, but not of your own making. Truth, if we allow ourselves to tune into it, has literally everything to teach us. So let's just break this down a bit, this really massive concept. Let's just try and break it down a bit. What are the advantages of knowing your truth? So I talk about three different sort of fundamentals within truth. We have to know our truth. We have to speak our truth, even if that's just to ourselves. And we have to live our truth. That's what authenticity and alignment look like. But how do we get to that first level, that first fundamental? How do we even know our truth? Especially when what we've actually been conditioned to think is that our mind knows everything, that our mind is our chief organ, that our mind has all the answers or can work out all the answers, and that our mind is champion. I refute that. I think we have something far more powerful available to us, and that is our soul. At our soul level sits our truth. And our mind is simply a computer program, a really powerful one, and one that we categorically need to have on board and can really support us through life. But really, our knowing of our truth sits at our heart center, not at our head brain center. You will recognize this. So you will recognize when something feels fully aligned or when something feels really real and true and beautiful to you. You will feel it. You might have thinkings around that too. So you might have the thought that that view is absolutely stunning, that that sunrise lifts you up, that that goal that you've just achieved that you set a few months back feels really good. But how do we know which goal to create? Some of our goals, yes, reside in our mind, but our truest, most powerful goals are born from our heart center. We know what feels good, even if there's no logical, analytical reason for it. We know what feels good, except we've been conditioned to ignore that in favor of what goes on in our brain, in our minds. What is the right answer according to the way in which we've been conditioned, according to the culture in which we've grown up, according to the stories and narratives and surface level truths that others attach to and that we hear about right from even before we're born. Other people's truths are going to be different to yours. And when we live from a conditioned place, we're only ever living out somebody else's narrative, somebody else's beliefs, somebody else's story, somebody else's view of the world. It's not until we stop to question if any of that even feels good for us, even feels aligned for us, that we have any concept of whether it's true for us too. But we're not taught how to do this, are we? Like in school, certainly in the Western world where I went to school, we're taught maths and English, how to construct a sentence, how to use a Bunsen burner, how to calculate the answer to an overly complicated maths problem that we'll never actually need to use in real life unless we're an accountant or an actuary. And so it goes on. We're taught skills of the mind. We're not taught how to be. And actually how to be can only be based on our truth, can only be based on what sits at our heart center. So let me ask you this. If I was to say to you, what is your truth right now? How would you respond? Just take like literally 30 seconds to sit quiet and think, what's my truth? Now, what may come through are things like, my truth is that I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm frustrated, I'm happy, I'm overwhelmed, I'm procrastinating by listening to this podcast. I'm worried. I'm stuck. Those statements are a number of different statements about how you feel, but are they your truth? Are they who you are? No, categorically not. Our thoughts and our feelings are not who we are. Our truth, with a capital T, is actually who we are in the absence of thought, in the absence of our roles, in the absence of the functions we perform, in the absence of our titles. It's who we are at our very essence. That is our truth. So think about the qualities that describe you at soul level, at heart level. What qualities, what do you consist of at that really, in that really deepest, most connected part of you? I would like to argue that what sits really at everyone's core is this collective truth that is love, that is peace, that is purpose, that is harmony and balance. That's who we are. That's our truth with a capital T. What we are things like our job titles, our functions that we perform. So I could argue, if someone said to me, who are you, Ali? I could say, I'm Ali. I'm a soul coach. I'm a mum. I'm a girlfriend. I'm an ex-wife. I'm a business owner. I'm an ex-mental health nurse. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. I'm a volunteer. But that doesn't explain who I am. That just explains what I do and the relationships that I have and the functions that I perform. Who I am at soul level is I'm love. Like, you can't be around me and not feel that love these days. Even if it's a tough love, even if it's something you don't want to hear, I try my hardest to operate from this place of truth. And that means if we think about love and we think about what that involves, that means acting from showing up in a place of kindness and compassion. External kindness and compassion, yes, and internally directed kindness and compassion. That's who I am. That's my truth with a capital T. My other truth that I've only much more recently come into is that I am someone who's a way shower. Like, I'm here to help other people feel empowered to know, speak, and live their truth. Like, that's my purpose, if you like. And I do that a number of different ways. So I do that through the work that I do. You know, I run retreats, I work one-to-one, I offer online programs. There's all sorts of ways in which people can work with me to know, speak, and live their truth. And yet, it's not just in work that that's what I do. You could be, I don't know, a couple of glasses of wine in down at the pub with me and I'll still be talking about truth. Ask those in my closest world. It can be infuriating, I get that, but I can't help it. That's who I am. And so I invite you to ponder this over the next couple of weeks until our next episode. Who are you? What is your truth with a capital T? What are those qualities and characteristics that you can't actually remove from the who you are? And once you've started to tune into the who, into that truth with a capital T, ask yourself how much you show up in that way in your day-to-day life. This is where we get to ask like a question that requires radical honesty. And sometimes, don't get me wrong, that radical honesty can be really uncomfortable. But who are you really? What is your truth? And how much are you showing up as that truth in your day-to-day life? When we talk about things like authenticity and living in alignment, that's what we're really talking about. Who are you? What is your truth? And how much of that truth are you living? How are you showing up from that place of deep, rooted, anchored truth? We have to ask and answer that question, or start to explore the answer at least, before we can move any further forward, before we can understand the other questions that surround it, like what brings us joy, what's our purpose, what do we even want for ourselves? That is the constant question that we get to revisit time and time and time again. The bottom answer, I think, is a common one. We're love. But how many of us are living like love? How much are you living like love? My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching, or through the sign up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.